time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Friday, December 15th, 2017. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have south winds, 5 to 10 knots, becoming northwest, 15 to 20 knots in the afternoon. That's a big change from our east winds that we've been having. But the weather has changed and brought with it a low pressure system. We'll talk about that in a minute. So we have wind waves today from the northwest, 3 feet high at about 4 seconds apart, and west swells, 7 feet at 14 seconds. That is more typical for this time of the year. Rain early in the morning and a chance of showers in the afternoon. And today we're going to do a little review for fun of some of the concepts that I've been talking with you about lately and how they all apply today on the river. So if you happen to be near the river and you can see it, you can maybe think about some of these things today. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule. That's what's happening on the river today. That's one thing. We have 2 inbounders, 6 in the Astoria anchorage, and about 5 ships heading outbound today. The Anishi is arriving from Japan, headed for the Longview anchorage. She's going to the port of Longview to pick up a cargo of logs for export. She'll pass Astoria around 12:30 p.m. You might see her in Longview around 4 p.m. The Devon Bay is arriving from Los Angeles, rather, headed for the Kalama anchorage. She'll be picking up wheat there at the port of Kalama. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 this evening and arrive in Kalama by about 12:30 on Saturday morning. In the Astoria anchorage, we have the Great Legend headed for Portland today to pick up wheat. She's leaving the anchorage around 10 p.m. That would put her in Portland by about 4 a.m. on Saturday morning. The bulk carrier Poyang is at the port of Astoria loading logs. She's awaiting orders to head out whenever she finishes that loading process. And we have the Elsa S, the Star Pathfinder, the Kamer in Singapore, and the Amos Ace awaiting orders in the anchorage. In our outbounders, the CF Crystal is leaving Kalama carrying corn, soy, or possibly wheat, or some combination thereof, on board. She's leaving around 2:30 a.m., which means she probably passed Astoria outbound by about 7:30 this morning. The IVS Naruo is leaving Longview with soda ash on board today. She was on schedule to leave at about 5 a.m. If so, she could be passing Astoria outbound around 8:30, 9 o'clock. The Pacific Noble is leaving Portland carrying potash from the port of Portland. She's leaving around noon, passing Astoria outbound around 6 p.m. And the Naruto Strait is leaving Longview carrying logs, leaving around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 6:30 p.m. And the Uni Harmony is leaving Longview carrying logs at about 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound at about 8:30 this evening. Well, I've been talking about a lot of topics with you lately relating to what you can see and notice and seeing the river from a slightly different perspective, listening to the river. And so I thought it'd be fun to kind of pull all that together and talk about, sort of look at what's happening out there today. So today we have a change in the weather, partly caused by a low pressure system coming through our area. So yesterday it was sunny, today it's cloudy, and part of that is part of that parcel of new weather that has come our way is a lower pressure, lower atmospheric pressure than was happening when it was sunny and high pressure. So a low pressure system literally means that the air pressure on the land and on the water is lower because of the weather condition. And so this, as I told you before, means that sea level will be slightly higher than it was when we had all that sunny weather earlier because the air pressure was higher. So that may sound really perhaps counterintuitive, but it's really true. The air does press down on the ocean during a high pressure system, and the pressure is relieved a bit and the water rises up. Like, not a huge amount, but certainly, you know, scientists can measure this. And so the water will be a little higher. So during, you know, when you add all those factors together in really terrible weather where there's extreme low pressure and very high waves and lots of wind, that factor can exacerbate things like flooding because the sea level is a little bit higher than it would normally be. Overall, rising sea levels worldwide, scientists are wondering if it will increase the risk of earthquakes at sea because of the extra weight of all that water. If you consider that 1 cubic meter of water weighs a ton, if you have enough water in the oceans of the world to raise sea level by a couple of inches, that's a lot of extra weight. So something interesting there as well. Now, the tide today off Astoria was low around 5 a.m. It will be high around 11 a.m. and low again around 5 p.m. That means that by 8 a.m., the river will be running backwards off Astoria as the tide rises. So when the tide starts flooding, the pull of the moon is sufficient to turn the river around, and it will be running upstream. Its natural tendency is, of course, to run downstream all the way from Canada. So the ability of the moon to exert that much pressure, that much pull on the Earth, to actually turn our huge river around and make it flow upstream is really quite extraordinary. So when it reaches around 11 o'clock, there's always a slight period of slack water. It's longer when you reach low tide as it's turning around, but when it's like the upper end of a pendulum swing. When it reaches high tide, it begins falling fairly quickly. So around 11, the tide will begin falling again. And when that happens, it starts to speed up as it goes through the tidal cycle. And around 2 o'clock, 2, 3 o'clock, it will reach its max ebb speed. And that is the fastest speed during the tidal cycle. And that is, sometimes you'll see that in the marine weather forecasts. They will warn you on the Columbia River bar when the max ebb period is. And the speeds of the current in the river, outgoing current, can reach 7 knots or more in places, which can overpower small vessels. So the river will be running hard enough at this time to cause buoys to lean, and they weigh many tons, and ships to swing around and strain a bit at their anchors off the downtown waterfront as the water starts to flow naturally downstream. So the high and low tide happen in different times in different places. We've learned about that. And the tidal range here today is about 9 feet. Some days it's as high as 11 and other days lower than 8, depending on what's happening. In Willapa Bay, for instance, tides can range higher than this. Some places in the world have tides of 50 feet or more, and this can be traced to a phenomenon, especially in the Bay of Fundy in Canada, called resonance, which causes a body of water to respond more heavily to the pull and cycle of the moon. So while the river is running on its ebb today, you can see in some places on the river an eddy current that's outside the channel that is actually running in the opposite direction from the current in the ship channel. And you can see one of those down by the Maritime Museum in Astoria. If you look carefully, the water can be going in a different direction in those eddies outside the ship channel. And I also talked with you about water sounds. Water sounds different in different parts of the river. The sound comes from the water mixing with air. And in shallow areas, it has a sort of a softer, higher sound. And in the main channel, where the water is much deeper and there's much more water, there's sort of a throaty, deep sound happening. So I was sort of thinking about this morning, that it's sort of like beautiful sopranos in the shadows and baritones in the deep channel. So if you think of it kind of as the river as singing to us as it goes by. And if there's enough clear sky today to see a sunset tonight, you might be able to see the sun's reflection on the water, which is called a glitter path. I love that expression. This glitter path can show you a lot about the sea conditions on the surface of the water between you and the horizon. And the clearer the reflection, the more still the water is, and the more diffuse and wider that glitter path is, the more turbulence. So I hope I've given you some things to just ponder as you're looking at the river today. There's so much going on out there that we just ignore most days and take for granted because we're busy doing things. But it's nice every once in a while to just stop and notice this beautiful natural world in which we live here in the Lower Columbia region. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. Have a wonderful weekend.